Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
It's so on. It is so on tomorrow. It is on. You know why? Because I'm starting to think it is bad enough yet. Especially after that shit show last night we called an interview. What was that? Did you guys see it? Don't worry. I have all the lowlights. What about the highlights? There were none. So don't sweat it. I also have an incredible summary of all the detailed policy analysis Kamala Harris provided last night, courtesy of an account. What is that account? Apoctiz or something? Amazing. Amazing summary on X we saw. Got to give shout outs. I'll show you in a minute. Tomorrow, it is on. The biggest live stream event in the history of humankind. There will be nothing like it. There will never, ever be a bigger live stream than this. Tomorrow. Okay, slight exaggeration. Just slight. 9:30 Eastern time. The show will be starting early tomorrow. President Trump, I'm going to say 9:30-ish because his schedule is obviously very flexible. I'm going to start the stream at about 9:30. When he comes in. It is going to be live in NYC, baby. Not going to be remote. And it's going to be the live stream event of the year, available exclusively in rumble.com/Bongino. Hey, you all know I can't sleep without my Beam Dream Powder. I have an exclusive discount for my listeners, up to 45% off. Go to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. Big show for you today. All the lowlights coming up. And another warning. Are you ready? From China. The stories are everywhere. It doesn't seem like a lot of people are paying attention. They're watching what's going on, too. Let me ask you a question. You think our country's going in the right direction, or does it feel like everything's falling apart? If you're feeling alarmed, you are not alone. In fact, Americans from all walks of life have taken action to prepare for whatever's coming next. That starts with having an emergency food supply for every member of your family. Get a 3-month emergency food kit. No exceptions. You got to do it. Get prepared. You don't want to starve to death. It's really bad. Don't get dead. I have a 3-month emergency food kit, about 2,000 calories a day, in each kit. It will keep you alive in an emergency. The food is delicious. Get one for every member of your family. Creamy stroganoff, honey wheat bread, mushroom rice pilaf. The food's pretty good. The food kit lasts up to 25 years. It will keep you alive and well-fed in an emergency. If you're relying on the government, you are going to be one of the dead ones. Don't do it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Get your 3-month emergency food kit today from My Patriot Supply. These things fly off the shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com today for your 3-month emergency food kit. I have rarely been more excited about the show. Dan, how are you doing this live? And you're going to get there tomorrow. Don't ask, but I promise you the show is in fact live. It's buzzed into in fact, which is funny. Right at the screen, trying to buzz out of that air, which I appreciate. We will be there, and we are going to make this happen. There won't be a radio show tomorrow. There's just no way logistically to do it. However, as I said to you, the podcast will be on tomorrow. So if you're tuning in tomorrow at 11 a.m., I'm sorry, but you missed it. 9:30 a.m., Anita, McGroin crew, Bongino Army, get the word out there. Okay, Kamala Harris last night in a chaotic last-ditch Hail Mary baby attempt to win a football game where she's down by 4 in the fourth quarter goes on Fox with Brett Baer. And guys, ladies, I told you, man, you gotta trust me a little bit. I know there's a lot of skepticism about people in the media, and they should be. Brett's not an opinion guy. Brett's never been an opinion guy. Brett Baer from Fox, a journalist. I'm telling you, I worked with these guys for 10 years. 10 years I was doing hits at Fox. They have a different, there's two Fox Newses. There's the opinion side, and there's the journalism side. It's not one company. It is, but it's not, okay? Brett's a pretty fair guy. There are other guys. I mean, I think Neil's a little left-leaning, obviously, at this point. And then you got Hemmer's pretty straight down the middle with these guys. I told you, give the guy a chance. I don't work there anymore. I got no dog in the fight. I'm not his agent. But I just told you, he's not going to go and embarrass himself or the network. I thought he asked pretty good questions. Tell me in the chat if you think I'm wrong. I mean, I'm open to other opinions. Maybe I'm biased and I don't know, but I don't think so. I watched the same 25-minute interview you did. I saw an interviewer asking questions, redirecting constantly back to the point, and then I saw a presidential candidate making an absolute buffoon out of herself. She looked like a bozo. Here is an excellent summary from an account I just followed today, which is excellent, on Twitter. What is it called? Apoctos, A-P-O-C, is it T-Z or something? T-O-Z, really cool account. Just saw this morning, followed him back. Here is an unbelievable summary. It's about 15 seconds of the most substantive answers Kamala Harris gave. She did give some with some deep substance, so you better understand who Kamala Harris is. Check it out.
Democrats voted. Donald Trump.
Fellas, I told you to play the one with the substance, where she digs deep. She scratches the surface level stuff off, and she gets right to the point. So you know what Kamala Harris is going to do if you kindly were to cast your vote for her out of the generosity of your heart. Like, yeah, that's it. That is it. That's basically a summary. Apoctos on X. I love the little, if you're missing it on Apple or Spotify, there's a little Donald Trump dancing in the background. You know the Donald Trump dance, the Donald Trump boogie? Folks, if you watch the 25 minutes, folks in the chat, I'm looking right now. Anybody disagree? Did you get anything out of that interview other than I suck, but you shouldn't like Donald Trump either? Was there a single answer where you feel she clarified her position? Transgender, sex changes, what she did wrong at the border, anything? All right, now listen, all right, serious time. Although that's kind of a joke, but it's not. That was, in essence, a summary of the entire freaking interview. Brett Baer saying, hey, the border's been open. Can you give me a number? Donald Trump. You're on video saying you want sex changes for Britain. Donald Trump. Here is a very good question I thought he asked. I said, I thought he did a great job. Listen, we can all do better job. I'm going to interview Donald Trump tomorrow. I guarantee you, even P1s in a Bongino army. Some of you are going to say, Dan, I wish you asked this. That's fine. You get an hour. Kamala Harris tried to filibuster through the whole thing. She said nothing. It's what you get, what you get. Here he asked a question about Biden's mental faculties. This is why I told you they are in chaos. This Kamala Harris latest push for Donald Trump's medical records is so hilarious in his stupidity. I'm actually stunned even her chaotic, ridiculous campaign is going down this road, knowing they're leaving themselves open for a question like this. Hey, all of a sudden you're interested in medical records. When did you notice Joe Biden's mental faculties failing? And this speaks to Kamala Harris's candor or lack thereof. She can't have it both ways, ladies and gentlemen. It's a binary. Either Joe Biden was mentally incompetent to run for president and shouldn't be in office now, and you should have noticed it, or you were so obtuse and power hungry, you pushed him out and still won't admit why you pushed him out. Can you explain to me what option three is? Either she is a greedy, power hungry loser who pushed her boss out, who gave her a chance on a DEI hire he mentioned, not us. Or you just didn't recognize this guy's collapsing mental condition? Take a look at this.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump, after George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President Biden at a fundraiser
that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the
Brett's in a bad spot, folks. The guy's got 25 minutes. I'm nobody's PR rep here. Just trying to be realistic as a guy who's been in the content space for a long time. When you get liberals, they do this all the time. I'll prepare you now because some of you out there are going to have, some of you may have them now. I know we were just raided by a pretty cool, Deadhead Media or something like that, people rated it. Some of you have your own shows now, and you can attest in the chat that what I'm saying is absolutely true. You know it. Sorry, I'm just looking over. When you're interviewing liberals, they do this all the time. Liberals will never answer a question. My show today, here, look, it's a chaotic little scene because I had to take notes all over the place. It says, nothing they tell you is true. I'm going to go into that in a second. It's an important point. I'm telling you nothing liberals tell you is true. Please follow me. Conservatives have very clear positions. They are not afraid to defend them. I believe in life. I believe in school choice. I believe in low income tax rates, low capital gains tax rates. And I can defend why I believe that. Liberals do not believe in any of that, but they just don't want to say it. They believe in hiking your taxes, but they lie. They go, oh, fair share. The school choice, oh, you're bankrupting public schools. Nothing they tell you is true. In essence, dialing back to the beginning, Brett knows that. So what Kamala Harris is doing is she can't actually say what she wants to do. Open the border, cut prisoners' balls off at taxpayer expense. She can't say that. So what liberals do is they filibuster. So Brett asked her a simple question. When did you notice Joe Biden was struggling? The honest answer is probably the minute he asked me to be his vice president. She can't say that. So she's got to bullshit and filibuster. So he tries to bring her back, and it's nothing she's going to do. She just talks right over him because that's what Kamala Harris does. She's full of shit, folks. This is the single worst candidate to ever run for president in my soon-to-be 50 years on planet Earth. I'm serious, man. I've asked probably 100 people. Think about it. Pull yourself out. We've had some bad Republicans run for office, too, that just sucked. We're terrible campaigners. I mean, Mitt Romney comes to mind. There is no way Mitt Romney was a worse presidential campaigner. She's horrible. The woman, I tweeted out after this interview last night. I'm sitting there. I jump in the shower afterwards. Probably too much information, but I don't care. Because I've been watching this thing. I've been melting in the sauna trying to clear my head. I had a rough day, right? I'm sitting there listening to this thing on the Bluetooth, right? And Jim said it right. If you listen to the interview on audio, it's even worse. I get done. I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I was going to critique it point by point, and I just, it's a waste of time. I tweeted out last night, I said, if you were under the impression that Kamala Harris was not an imbecile, please watch the Brett Baer interview, and it'll disabuse you of that notion immediately. What an embarrassing, humiliating, disgraceful mess this woman is. That nothing she tells you is true. So all of America and the Democrat Party noticed Joe Biden was mentally collapsing. You're supposed to be his number two, his deputy, and you didn't notice it, and you think people believe you. Here was another great question. You keep telling people that you're going to be this continuation of Joe Biden. You're not going to change anything. Everything Joe Biden did was great. The inflation, the chaos, the border. What is it? Are you going to be you say you're turning the page on what? You said you're the same as Biden. Receipts incoming too. Great question. Again, more bullshit from Kamala Harris. Check this out.
So you're not Joe Biden, you're not Donald Trump, but nothing comes to mind that you would do differently?
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
Folks, how do we know Kamala Harris is bullshitting? Again, folks in the chat, why are we like the supermarket? Always with receipts. Every time. Why would we think we're going to get four more years of Joe Biden and Joe Biden's policies? Because Kamala Harris has been the vice president and the last person in the room during the Joe Biden presidency and the decisions, which he has said she was knee deep in. And she just said on The View that she can't think of a single thing she would have done different. Don't listen to Danny Botz. Listen to Kamala Harris. Check this out.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
I'm not sure that's a real campaign ad or not, but it should be. But it should be. Now, I'm glad they included the extra part at the end. I want you to notice, in case you say, well, she says she wouldn't do anything different, but she didn't necessarily take credit for what happened. That's some bullshit. She just said after that, and yes, basically I was in the room making all these decisions. Folks, I don't know what else you need to hear. This is Kamala Harris, in Kamala Harris's own words, telling you Kamala Harris is going to continue what Kamala Harris has done to you for the last 3¾ years. What else could you possibly want to hear? She's saying it herself. One more from last night. The interview was cut short. They panicked at the end. I know this business well. No one's going to tell me how this business goes. I've seen it. I've gotten into fights on the air. That Hawk Newsom BLM guy comes to mind. That lady I got into it with over gun control in Australia. I've been in combative interviews with 60 Minutes. I played them on the show, folks. You've seen them between Unfiltered and on Fox. And this, maybe at the end of the year, we'll put some highlight reel together of these things. I've done this before. Kamala Harris's team realized, I'm going to guess at about 5 to 7 minutes in, they made a huge mistake. I don't care what liberals are telling you. Ian Sams and all the douchebag, you know, tentacle porn kids in the basement telling you how great Kamala Harris is. I don't care what they're telling you. I'm telling you objectively, and I've got a track record of success. Last night was a debacle. It on a 1 out of 10, it was a 2. I think the only thing that could have gone worse is if there was some kind of medical episode, God forbid. This was a disaster for them. A disaster. They did not convince a single undecided voter that they are, in fact, the candidate of moderation, change, whatever kind of democracy, whatever bullshit they're pitching. Last one, low light. This is one of the best questions I've seen asked yet because he drills down on a specific number. And you can see here Kamala Harris is panicking when it comes to the border. Kamala Harris was the border czar. That's a fact. There's no question about that. Everyone knows it. She was appointed the border czar. Granted, border czar is not an official position. She was appointed as in a series of responsibilities by Joe Biden to run the border. Obviously, Kamala Harris, who sucks at everything in her life, who is awful, has never had a successful venture in her entire life. Total train wreck. The weakest resume in American history to run for president. She can't admit that when she got control of the border, about in the entire Trump presidency, was it about 3 million entered or 8 million? So more than double. And we're not even done with the Biden presidency. She can't admit that. So Brett pins her down on a number. Watch her try to dance her way out of this. This is probably the worst answer she gave the entire night. Check this out.
You know, voters tell pollsters all over the country and here in Pennsylvania that immigration is one of the key issues that they're looking at this election, and specifically the influx of illegal immigrants from more than 150 countries. How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but do you think it's 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
This woman's pathetic. She's a joke. This woman is a laughing stock. Folks, again, I'm not one of these asshole liberals. Like, I'm going to leave the country if she gets elected. You think I'm forfeiting my country to this piece of garbage? She's terrible. She's a genuinely awful human being. You think I'm going to cede my country? There's not a freaking chance. I'm going to deal with probably the worst 4 years of my life, and we're going to get through it and try to repair nearly insurmountable damage. I'm just telling you right now, we've got a great chance to end this woman's political, disastrous political career. Comparing the Border Patrol, the Ku Klux Klan, the open border policies, the inflation. This woman is a one-woman wrecking ball. She has been as destructive as Hillary Clinton to the United States, our international security. She is an absolute train wreck. And notice what she does there. She reframes the question into some kind of a, hey, we should have a conversation. Whenever someone says we should have a conversation, the first response from the interview, I'm not knocking Brett because he tries to stay online with the number, but when someone says we should have a conversation, what do you think they should say, guys? That's what we're here for. We're having a conversation. Why do you have to say something so stupid like let's have a conversation while we're having a conversation? Then she says, let's just get to the point. He just asked you to get to the point. What's the number? What's the number? She will never tell you the number, folks, because the number is a disaster. We have had double the number of encounters since this moron took over the border. The woman is an imbecile, folks. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I have to tell you this. The woman is an imbecile. The largest live stream audience in the world. Spread the word. The woman is genuinely stupid. Hillary Clinton's not dumb. Oh, you can't say that. No, I can because I worked around her. She's not stupid. She may be evil, and she may be tactically really a troubling mess to deal with, and she was for a long time. But Hillary Clinton is not stupid. I'm telling you from ironclad, this woman is an imbecile. And if she is the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese Communist Party is licking its chops right now. Oh, something else happened with China? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They are waiting. For a second, put aside all the horrors, the border, the inflation, everything else that's going to go to total chaos if she wins. The Chinese Communist Party is just sitting there praying Kamala Harris gets elected. Quick break. I'm just telling you right now, receipts incoming. Hey, your most precious commodity is time. People ask me for advice all the time about self-improvement and life hacks. You know what the greatest life hack of all is? Getting smarter. It's true. That's why I'm really excited Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subjects. You know, I wrote in my book that one of the best things you can do is never waste time. You want to really get smarter? Learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses. Get a load of this, all available for free. For free. I personally recommend you sign up for Ancient Christianity. I've been powering through these courses. They are absolutely incredible. In your downtime, there is no better way. It's an 11-lecture course. You'll study the inspiring stories of Christ, his apostles, and faithful ones throughout the first four centuries of Christianity. You also learn the arguments of key Christian apologists who defended the faith in the face of persecution. The course is self-paced, folks. Start and stop whenever, wherever you want. Enroll now in Ancient Christianity. Discover the improbable, miraculous story of Christianity. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/Bongino to enroll. Listen, there's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Bongino to register. hillsdale.edu/Bongino. Really amazing courses. Extremely highly recommended. Getting back to the show. I have told you over and over, folks, red flags in the chat. And these are red flags we never, ever want to happen. The Chinese Communist Party is preparing for something big. How many receipts do I have to show you? I'm not, by the way, these aren't crazy lunatic Tumblr bloggers with two followers wearing tinfoil caps on their heads. These are mainstream media outlets who you may or may not trust, but have been around a long time and would probably get sued if they were making this stuff up. The Wall Street Journal has written a number of stories about Chinese drones, or what could be Chinese drones, I want to be precise, scoping out our military bases. China and their intelligence officers planting bugs in our infrastructure and probing out our infrastructure, water, bridges, and other things. Here's another one. China test drives a Taiwan blockade. China this weekend practiced a military blockade of Taiwan. That's an all too real future possibility for the liberals, a blockade, meaning they seal off the island via the Chinese Navy. Do you have any idea what a disaster this would be? Well, maybe they're hiding the drill's purpose. Oh, look at the article. Beijing isn't hiding the drill's purpose. The Ministry of National Defense said the exercise on Monday focused on sea air combat readiness patrol, blockades on key ports and areas, and an assault on maritime and ground targets, as well as joint seizure of comprehensive superiority. I don't know about you, Guy, but that sounds like they're laying out exactly what they want to do. Maybe it's a mostly peaceful. If MSNBC covers it, it'll be a mostly peaceful blockade and invasion and assault on maritime and ground targets. Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Folks, how many signs you need? You think I'm crazy? Can I tell you something? I always say, can I tell you something, as if I'm not going to tell you. Like I'm waiting for you to... Well, with the chat, I can. No, don't tell us. Right. There's a source of mine, a very good national security source and a friend of mine. Am I going to oversell it? I'm just going to tell you, he is very, very, very concerned about this. He thinks this threat is real. China has already said be prepared by 2027 to invade Taiwan. And he's prepared about the cascade of horribles that happens if this blockade happens. Because think about it. Do you think the world is just going to stand by? I'm not asking what your personal opinion is. Whether we should or shouldn't get involved in Taiwan, you're free to have your own opinion on. I'm just telling you, do you think the world's going to stand by? And the answer is no, they won't. What happens when the first ship approaches that blockade and says, we're delivering this food to Taiwan, there's nothing you can do, and China sinks it? What do you think happens? Folks, the answer is it going to be World War III? I don't like World War III predictions. Could it be close? It could. It scares the hell out of this guy. And anyone telling you on TikTok or elsewhere, like, oh, this is never going to happen, they're probably the same people who told you Russia would never invade Ukraine. Or that Hamas was looking for a peaceful two-state solution. I'm telling you, the Chinese Communist Party is going like this. They are licking their lips right now. Waiting for Kamala Harris to win this election. Because they know she's weak and they know she's stupid. Folks, how do we know these people are disingenuous on the left that are selling us the fake Comrade Kamala bullshit? Because everything they tell you is fake. It is easily provable bullshit. Everything. Nothing they tell you is true. Receipts incoming. You ready? Remember during the debate, who was it? Was it David Muir or the other one during the debate? Insisting that crime is down, implying that Harris and Biden had something to do with these lowered crime rates. And remember all of us were scratching our heads in the chat and elsewhere? And we were like, how is crime down? The FBI has already told us, well, number one, this is not an exclusive data set. Big cities were missing. And these are only reported crimes. In a lot of these liberal cities, so much crime happens, people don't even report it. The best way to figure out how bad the crime is to take a victim survey. Gee, wouldn't it be great if we had a thing called the National Crime Victim Survey? What? Oh, shit, Gee says we do have that. And then when you look at the National Crime Victim Survey, you find out that crime is up dramatically. Oh, look, Dan Bongino, conspiracy theory number 600,000, proven correct. The revised FBI crime data reveals that it originally missed 1,699 murders in 2022. Given that the FBI has said, hey, all murders are reported because people are like dead and stuff. How does the FBI miss that many? Convenient, right, folks? Oh, look at the data. The revised FBI data shows the increases in crime. Look at that. It's almost like the FBI was bullshitting us again. Remember Boot Edge Edge too? The transportation secretary? Boot Edge Edge. Remember him? He's told us with the racist bridges loser. Guy who got off his car with 100 feet to go to the White House, got on the bike, pretended he rode his bike to the White House. Remember him? Remember Pothole Pete? Here's his tweet from September 24th. Crime is down. Crime is down. Really? It's down. It's almost like the FBI clued. On any road, oh, I forgot about this one. September 24th, same day. Some here doubt and deny the FBI data showing crime is down. A lot of this is just politics. Really? Just politics. Sounds like the politics are coming from one end. And it's certainly 8 hours, Boot Edge Edge. Folks, everything they tell you is bullshit. Nothing I'm telling you is bullshit. I had a fact checker. If you want to see this freaking bozo, you can go to my X thing on PolitiFact. Fact check a piece we did about people being bussed to a Kamala rally, saying it was mostly false, except for the fact the video we showed were people being bussed to a Kamala rally by a CBS outlet in a liberal city. This is where we are right now. Everything they tell you is bullshit. Remember the administration and the media and Martha Raddatz saying, the Venezuelan gang problem. They've only taken over a handful. Only a handful. There's a great meme, by the way. Can you guys find it? Justin, fine. It's on my Twitter feed. I don't know who did it, but it's J.D. Vance smirking with Martha Raddatz. She's got like the who wants to be a millionaire question for me. How many is okay? You got to find that. Martha Raddatz saying the Venezuelan gang problem, trying to play it down. Got a little update on that. Not only is the Venezuelan gang problem an issue in Aurora, it's an issue in New York, too. Man, who would be on talking about that? I don't know, maybe an NYPD guy? You think he knows? Nah, it's only the New York City Police Department. Quick break, last break. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to show you again. Everything they tell you is bullshit. You can vote for the party of bullshit, or you can vote for the party that tells you the truth. You don't have to agree with it all the time, but at least you know what you're arguing against. Folks, today's economic environment is still really stressful for a lot of us. But with the Fed finally dropping interest rates, there's no better time than now to put you and your family in a better financial position. If you're a homeowner, American Financing is helping thousands of families just like you who've been putting everyday expenses on credit cards get out from underneath the debt by tapping into what? Your home's equity. American Financing, you've been with me a long time. American Financing is saving their borrowers over $800 a month on average. It's a lot. $800 a month's like a $10,000 raise at work, and it costs absolutely nothing to find out how much you can save. They're closing some in as little as 10 days. If you start today, you may not have to make next month's mortgage payment. There's no better time than now to turn your situation around. So call today, 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. The website's .net. It's AmericanFinancing.net, not .com, .net. AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And our last sponsor today, thanks American Financing, is Beam. Folks, you know I love their Dream Powder because sometimes I had trouble staying asleep and falling asleep. Listen, it's not about just feeling tired the next day. Poor sleep takes a really dramatic toll on your body. But there's hope on the horizon. It comes in the form of Beam's Dream Powder. I really enjoy this product a lot. See, when we're sleeping well, we're sharper, we're more focused and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. We got a big day tomorrow. I'll be taking my Beam Dream Powder tonight. You want a special discount on Beam Dream Powder? It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. It's never tasted better. We got one for you. See, these other sleep aids, they cause the next day grogginess. But Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. Helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Want to try it? Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? It's now Beam's now offering Bongino listeners a big discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. I thought we were told by Kamala Harris and Martha Raddatz, who is basically a campaign surrogate posing as a fake news journalist. There's the meme, by the way. Just like, come on, guys, tell me this isn't the best meme you've seen in a long time. Here's Martha Raddatz on, what's that? Is that Millionaire Show? Whatever it is. The acceptable number of apartment complexes taken over by illegal alien veiling gangs is a handful, a bushel, three, or zero. Then you got JD with the look, giving her a little JD Vance side eye. He should patent that. There it is. There it is, Martha. We were told the Venezuelan gang problem is no big deal. Don't sweat it. Come on, that's the best side eye you've ever seen for a guy. That's high class fucking side eye right there. I mean, you're not gonna find better side eye than that, folks. But look at this. Come on, I can't even do that. I can't pull that. I don't even know how he does that. What is that muscle in the eye? The lateral rectus or something? Like his is really strong. I don't know. Maybe it's his time in the Marine Corps scanning targets and stuff. This guy is on it, man. Like freaking white on rice. Watch this. Here's an NYPD. Guy on Fox News or whatever, some morning show, talking about the Venezuelan gang. What is it, CBS or something? Oh, it is Fox. Okay. Local Fox. Talking about the Venezuelan gang problem. Not in Aurora. That's bad enough, but in New York. Check this out.
What started out as a robbery crew, upwards of 50 robberies, 20 individuals arrested for upwards of 50 robberies. Out of those 20 individuals, every single one of them is on the streets today.
So, that's crazy. Now, there are reports that they're operating the Roosevelt Hotel, which used to be a very nice hotel in New York City. Now it's a migrant shelter. What are we talking about? What's going on inside this hotel that is now spilling out into the Times Square area?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a recruitment process. And
folks, what else? Guys in the chat, what are we talking about? Just so you remember, I want to keep everybody grounded. I like this show to be informative. You know, humor's great, but that's not my goal here. I'm not a comedian. I'm not Sebastian Maniscalco. Everything they tell you is bullshit. Did we not make our point? We told you the FBI numbers were fake. Oh, look, the FBI admits the numbers were fake. What else could you possibly want to hear? The Venezuelan gang problem. Martha Raddatz, J.D. Vance, let's be real. This is not a big problem. It's only a handful. Not only is a handful a big freaking deal, now you got a guy from the NYPD like, man, they're just taking over hotels now, too. I'm going up to New York tomorrow. You know what I told my wife? I'm only doing it because, you know, I got this business ban on New York. I don't want to do any business up there. I have to do the Trump interview. I had to make an executive decision. I told her, guys, did I not? Get me the hell out of New York as soon as possible. I'm going to Charlotte after that. Going to a concert. You can figure it out. She's like, do you want to stay? I said, no, I do not want to stay in New York. I do not. I'm from there. I know New York well. Get me out. They're taking over hotels now. I thought it wasn't a problem. Here, you want to watch another bullshit segment? You know, can we do this in reverse? Put the CNN article up first. Remember the Ferguson effect? After the riots in Ferguson, the Ferguson effect is real. I talked about it many times. After the anti-police riots, the Ferguson effect, the gist of it is a lot of cops backed off. I had tons of cops telling me in New York, hey, listen, keep that up. It was so real, as a matter of fact, in 2015, CNN wrote a whole article about it. FBI chief tries to deal with the Ferguson effect, that cops were holding back. I already told you the story that after the Ferguson police anti-police riots, right? What wound up happening was cops felt like they weren't being supported for doing their jobs. I had probably 15, 20 cops from around the country reach out to me, supervisors telling me that their cops, people were waving them down for stuff. And the cops, I'm not saying I agree with it or not, folks. I'm just telling you that a lot of cops just kept going. Their whole idea was we can't stop because if we stop, these people are just going to blame us for whatever happens. So crime went crazy. The Ferguson effect is so real. Again, CNN wrote a whole story on it, how the FBI was freaking out because the defund the police and all this other crap after the unrest in Ferguson screwed up all the policing. It's real. I'm not saying I agree with any of it. I'm just saying the Ferguson effect was real. Why am I bringing this up now? Because everything they tell you is bullshit. Here's Ryan Gadursky on CNN, brings up the Ferguson effect, and the hosts, these are hosts, folks. Their job is to know shit. That's their job. The hosts on CNN are like, Ferguson effect? What the hell's that? We never heard of that before. It's your freaking job to know what it is. Watch yourself.
Just yesterday, Ryan, about how, in the context of riots, he was saying, let's just bring the military into it to deal with American citizens. I mean, that happened yesterday.
Right, but there are, the post-George Floyd riots resulted in an excess of over 15,000 black male deaths in this country.
How?
Yeah. The surge of violent crime, it was like Ferguson, Ferguson effect and the Floyd effect.
Respectfully, you got to explain to me how George Floyd's death.
Yeah.
I need causation here.
Yes,
because
after the Ferguson riot and after the Floyd riot, policemen, in fear of their jobs many times and political coverage, pull back from jobs, resulting in an increased
Ryan,
level
listen,
of homicide.
I got to stop you there. Hold on.
You can look at the Washington Post.
Ryan, we got to stop you there because you're literally making a connection out of your own conjecture.
No,
you cannot.
It's a real thing.
That.
Look up the Ferguson effect. Look up the Floyd effect. It is a real term.
You cannot.
It's a real term. I didn't make this up.
Invent a connection between two things.
Holy Moses. Put it up again, fellas. FBI chief tries to deal with the Ferguson effect. By who? CNN. Oh, brothers and sisters. How does it feel to always be on the right side? Are we ever wrong? Folks in the chat, Bocchino on the case. Are we ever wrong? Can you tell me, honestly, guys, think about it. Everyone, let's crowdsource here. Has there been a single political narrative of consequence? I'm not talking about like wrong about, hey, what color is that cat? It's orange. No, it's chartreuse. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about big story. Star Wars, forget it. Then there'll be a revolt in the chat. Star Wars, yes, the Rogue One thing still is ongoing to this day. A major political narrative of time. Can you name one single one we've been wrong about? Ferguson effect, FBI crime statistics, Spygate, the school choice data, the Trump tax cuts, Joe Biden's cognitive condition. What? Can you name a single thing we've been wrong about? Folks, everything they tell you is bullshit. You have a choice to rebuke this. You have a choice right now. There are so many states, Georgia, Virginia, Florida. Early voting's happening. You can go and make a choice today. By the way, before I go to my next, he didn't say that I can name who it is. So a pretty big conservative, fuck it. You don't care if I tell you who it is. Charlie Kirk is texting me during the show. So 11:08 before. He's like, Dan, please tell your audience. I'm reading it here. Keep pushing voting early. Quote, Charlie, I'm assuming this was okay to share. He says, we're crushing them in Arizona and Georgia right now. Please every day mention a go vote now. I'd show you if his number didn't pop up. I don't want to like dox the guy. What video? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's a perfect time. And I'll get back to this. Yeah, it's a perfect time. I'll go out a little better. Folks, I'm going to read this to you one more time. It's from Charlie Kirk. Dan, we're crushing them right now in early voting in Arizona and Georgia. Please mention go vote now. Don't wait. Everybody's telling you this. Everyone. Trump, Laura Trump, Don Jr., Eric Trump, the entire Trump family. Trump bag of donuts. There's a Trump bag of donuts. No, but if there was, he'd tell you to vote early too. Everybody. Scott Pressler, Charlie, me, Beck, everybody, Levin, go vote in person early. Vote early. They don't know what to do. It's going to make them freak out and panic. I want you to watch how bad this is. I was going to play this towards the end, but this is so good. Good reminder. Is this MSNBC, by the way? In case you think, again, I'm full of shit, that this early voting thing, they're not freaking out. Well, stop. I don't want to get ahead. I'm too excited about today's show. I'm a little too wired up. I got to be honest with you. Whew, deep breath. If the early voting, if you out there saying, oh, why would I early vote? It's going to, the Democrats would not be panicking. And they are. Listen to this MSNBC segment. This isn't Fox, where they go to this Arizona and they go down and they start that they're looking at an early voting line. They can't find a single person, not a single one voting for Kamala Harris. Why do you think they're playing this segment? Because they're freaking out. Watch.
And I should note, we did not find a single person who audibly would tell us that they voted for Kamala Harris. These were Trump supporters getting out to vote early in the all-important Mojave County. Take a listen to some of our conversations.
Well, the difference is going to be that everybody's coming out early. And everybody that we talked to has made a special effort this year to vote, and it's, you can see it here in the parking lot. You know, this library's usually got 5 cars in it. There's a ton of cars in it now.
Said you voted early for the first time.
For the first time.
Why did you vote early this year?
Honestly, because Donald Trump told me to.
What a good answer.
He keeps saying it, and I've been thinking about it, and so here I am.
Listen, bros and sisters. If you, these two arguments can't exist at the same time. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I love him and I think he could be president, but he's so stupid for telling me to vote early. Those things do not exist. He understands what I do. Are they going to cheat? Yes. It makes it harder. I don't care what anyone on Twitter is telling you. They are probably, what do they call it? Like controlled opposite bullshit stuff. These things, they're lying to you. They're working for the other side. People telling you not to vote early. I'm telling you are working for the other side. I'm telling you they're doing it. Trump knows it too. He's not stupid. His team is saying, yes, they're going to cheat. It's going to make it really hard if registered Republicans show up to vote and beat the Democrats. It's going to make it on election day too big for them to find the shit anywhere else. Please, just listen to me, man. Get out there and vote the day the polls open. I have been hammering this for months now. In person, vote early. Because everything they're telling you is bullshit. Remember when Georgia passed some common sense voter security, election security measures? Of course, CNN in 2021 called it putting cologne on Jim Crow. Really disgusting, gross, filthy, dirty, racial division, race-hustling, loser bullshit from Fred Recca Shouten and Kelly Mina, who should be embarrassed. I'm sure their parents tell them they have no kids. Jim Crow? That's pretty freaking disgusting. He was another one from CNN. Georgia passed some just common sense election integrity measures. Georgia's new law is suppressing the vote is a victory for Trump. Justin, what does suppressing the vote mean to you? What do you think that means? Yeah, suppressing the vote, meaning that those evil Republicans trying to clean up elections are trying to stop people from voting. Folks, it worked. The Republicans passed this Jim Crow stuff. It was so bad. Did you hear about it, Justin? Nobody's voting at all in Georgia now. Oh, shit. He says, you're a liar. You're a liar, Bongino. I don't want to work here anymore for you. Buffoon, what are you taking your lessons from the Harris campaign? Dan is wrong, folks. My batting average is down a point. Caitlin Collins, who happens to work at CNN, she was the movie critic at the Daily Caller or something. Very qualified for the job, obviously. At CNN, she actually is movie critic because they do tell a lot of stories. You like that? I didn't even plan that. Caitlin Collins, roughly 252,000 ballots were cast in Georgia today, shattering the record of 136,000. Can you put that article up again about voter suppression? I thought CNN told us that the evil, dastardly, racist Jim Crow, Dixiecrat, Southern Democrat Republicans were suppressing voters. It says it right there. The evil Republicans suppressing illegals. The good point, Michael. That's weird because it totally racist. It's weird because again, we're almost at like almost double the previous record of 2020 for early voting. It's so hard to vote in Georgia because of those evil Jim Crow Republicans that twice as many people did it. It's so hard. It's so hard. Why? Everything they tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is what? Put it in the chat. Bullshit. Everything. For liberal, I know there's some crazy liberals in the chat. We don't like you, by the way. Matter of fact, I don't even like you listening to my show. I wish you'd leave. But if you're here, can you answer why you have to lie about everything? Are you freaking stupid all the time, or are you just stupid on Thursdays? Is it a Monday through Thursday thing? Were your mom and dad dumb? Is it a gene thing? Were you taught to be stupid? Was it nature? Was it nurture? Did you get some kind of injection when you were younger? Was it a vaccination of facts? Are you always this freaking stupid? You realize you're making an argument about voter suppression as twice as many people showed up. You know how dumb you look? I mean, you look new. You generally look stupid naturally. But I'm talking about like when you open your mouth, you look even dumber, which is hard. Which is hard. Crime is down. That's not accurate. The FBI is not reporting some data. Oh, look, FBI found new murders. Oh, my gosh, crime is up. Sounds like something we says. Venezuelan gangs aren't really a problem. NYPD guy. Venezuelan gangs are taking over hotels. Oh, my gosh. Sounds like something we said. Here's another one that just personally pisses me off. Because everything they tell you is stupid, and liberals are stupid. They're stupid. They're stupid. And liberals who live in primarily stupid areas of the country that have a lot of liberals. Listen, I love California. It's a beautiful place. And there are dumb liberals everywhere. But there are a lot of dumb liberals in California, folks. Mask mandates set to return in several California areas. You believe these dipshits? Let's put the mask on. Because they're so effective, those masks. They are. Wasn't there a study on masks? And it said how effective. It said they made a really big difference in preventing COVID. Yeah, you saw that. Geese, like, you're lying again, bro. You're lying again. I don't want to work here anymore. The study says the opposite. It does. Shit, my batting average is collapsing. I'm going to get reach the Mendoza line soon. Fox News. Face masks made little to no difference in preventing the spread of COVID. Scientific review finds. It doesn't matter. Why does it not matter? Anybody understand? No, why does it not matter with liberals? Because they're freaking stupid. It doesn't matter. Liberals will do anything. They are little sheep. Whatever their little liberal masters tell them, they do because they're stupid. They're stupid people. That's why. Alejandro Mayorkas tells them the border is closed. There's an actual drone sitting there watching millions of people walk in the border. They're like, Alejandro Mayorkas said it's closed. Why? Because they're freaking stupid. They're stupid. And just be glad you are not one of these freaking morons. This is my favorite video of the show. Anyone know where I'm going with this? Not you guys. You get to see it in advance. Yeah, you're giving it up. Did you hear that over the mic? Anyone know? A video came out yesterday. The door knocking's pretty good, too. If you are, I mean, the hardest of hardcore P1s, and you've been with me since this show started in 2015. Our first episode got 300 views or listens on SoundCloud in like a month, our first in 2015. So for all intents and purposes, about 10 years ago. If you were one of the original 300, like the movie Sparta, this is Sparta. If you were one of those original 300 cats, you know I've been telling you for 10 years. You can all go listen to the library. Barack Obama hates Joe Biden. Hates him. I work there. I can't. I don't have a lot. I'm just telling you it's true. Biden hates Obama too, but for different reasons, because he's jealous. Biden thinks he's the smartest person in the room. Don't laugh. It's true. Not that he's the smartest person in the room, that he believes it. He's obviously a moron. Biden thinks Obama's kind of an idiot and that the only reason Obama's popular is because of him. I know it sounds dumb. Daddy-o, trust me, it's true. They hate each other. Play this thing on VO. I'm going to voice over this. This happened yesterday. Was it that Ethel? Was it the funeral? Yeah, it was, right? Ethel Kennedy. Here it is. Watch the body language. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, you got to watch it. So here he is. Notice Obama's not even looking at Biden. But notice, can you pause that a second? Go back. Look, you're right there, okay? So they meet. They're getting ready to talk. It's Obama, Biden. They're in a pew at a church. Bill Clinton, the big dog, sitting over there like, I ain't getting involved with these two idiots. Biden is intently staring at Obama. But look, there you go. There's the pause. Folks in the chat, where are Obama's eyes? He's not even looking at him. He hates this guy. I'm telling you, he knows Biden's an idiot. So what goes on? Here. Now, like, look. Biden looks away. Like, look, look, look. Yeah, great pause. Hold it right there. Obama tells him something. I don't know what it was. People are speculating about Kamala. I have no idea. I don't say things I can't back up. My guess is, if I'm just speculating, he's probably telling him what a moron he is, okay? So clearly now, Biden's upset. Obama walks away and turns away from him. He's looking away. Look at where Biden's right arm is. He has to grab Obama again to get him to pay attention. I'm not a body language expert, folks, but I'm not an idiot either. These little micro and macro expressions, they have no respect. Obama, the Obama team has no respect for Biden at all. Keep it going a little bit. Watch. Grabs him by the arm. Now, he's still not looking at him, Obama. But Biden's talking to him, nodding his head like whatever you're saying, it's probably moronic because you're an imbecile too. And sense the body language, the tilt. Look, he's like the hand gestures by Obama. The arms are, good point. The arms are crossed by Obama like he's not even open to what Biden's saying. Folks, they hate each other. If you worked in this White House, they wanted nothing to do. Oh, Biden always wanted to be around Obama like a little puppy dog because he thought he was like the, you know, the intellectual scion in the White House. Obama never wanted anything to do with this idiot. There you go. All right, is it like scientific proof they hate each other? There's no scientific metric of what hate in a brain looks like. I'm just telling you, I was there. Take it to the bank. These two can't stand each other. Guy thought this was going to be my video of the day because there's no body language reading necessary here at all. You guys see this? A Kamala Harris door knocker. The grassroots Kamala, what they call Kamala Mentum. It's here, folks. Guy gets this on a Ring doorbell. A Kamala door knocker comes up and knocks on this guy's door. Check this out. Get the response he gets. Listen to this.
Hello. What up, dog? My name is Alberto. We came from
Hello,
Culinary
I'm Alberto.
The Kamala campaign. And tried to endorse both
we
for Kamala
love
Harris.
Communism and we have a flag for you with a sickle and a hammer on it. It's a little red. Hey, play it one more time. Sorry, I was talking over. Play it one more time. Play it. I blew it. I was talking over. Totally my fault. Listen.
Hello. What up, dog? My name is Alberto. We came from Culinary Union Workers. I knock at the doors and try to endorse both for Kamala Harris.
Fuck Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Folks, these videos are everywhere. All right. Again, is this one anecdote evidence of some national red wave? No. If you mention a red wave, I kick you off the show. I'm just saying that nobody... They go to Arizona in a purple county trying to find a Kamala early voter. They can't find her. Everywhere you go in the black community, barbers shops and elsewhere, I see Lawrence Jones been in a barbershop. Nobody can find a Kamala supporter anywhere. This has got to get embarrassing. And the campaign collapse continues. You know what? I don't want to miss this. You got to play the Joy Reid video. Here's how bad it is right now. Joy Reid, who is, she's our gold medal winner, right? Of course. Anita, you have the standings? She's the gold medal winner in the dopey media talking head Olympics. I don't see that changing, honestly, anytime soon. But not with content like this. This kind of stuff keeps Joy Reid training like Drago and Rocky IV. Remember that, like, the machine? He's like this, Drago, and Rocky's like, Drago! He's like, and so Joy is training. But unlike Drago, she just keeps winning. She just keeps winning. Joy is a winner. Yes, in the dopey media talking head Olympics, but listen to 40 seconds of copium by Joy Reid. As this completely collapses, the polls collapse, black men are leaving Kamala Harris in droves, and now she starts accusing, yep, you guessed it, black men of being little mini fascists in the black community. I'm not kidding, man. As Guy said, with content like this, the bronze and the silver guys, they just have no chance. Check this out.
Have you noticed how sharply the polls have shifted in Trump's favor over the last couple weeks? With these claims that Trump is surging with black and Latino voters and leading in every single swing state, according to secret internal polls, despite all the Hitler talk. Yes, this race will be far too close. Because unfortunately, we do have a fascist groundswell in parts of this country, mainly among white men, let's be clear, but in small pockets among black and brown men too. This happens to be a global phenomenon. As women become more economically independent and seek positions of power.
There it is. Black men, you support Kamala Harris. You're little mini fascists. Joy Reid, who wrote a homophobic blog. No, she didn't. She says that the FBI is investigating a marauder who stole her blog or something. I wonder if there's a Justin. Can you get an update on that? Someone who broke it and like hacked her blog or something like that. Thank you, Anita. Posted the listings. Joy Reid, gold. Joe Scarborough, silver. He's falling way behind. John Carl, bronze. He hasn't produced any good material lately. That's up for grabs, folks. Mr. Potato Head, Stelter, honorable mention. Always got to keep him on the charts somewhere. We'll see. Joy, however, is firmly entrenched in the gold spot. Now, I don't want to play this video right now, but I said last week I would play it, and I didn't. Guy is very upset at me. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's an election season, but did you see this weird video on TMZ? Guy loves this video. I'm doing this for Guy. There's this video on TMZ. Did you see the video of the dog turning into a dude that has all these people freaked out? Look, watch this. There's the dog. You see him? Little arrow. The dog walks out. And turns into a dude. What the hell is that? Is that like, can someone out there, like a video expert, confirm to me that this isn't like American Werewolf in London or something, or Silver Bullet? Is that like the priest with the eye patch and Silver Bullet? I mean, Stephen King was crazy and all, but maybe he was onto something. That video's bananas, isn't it? Guy said you have to play the dog video. There it is. Honorable mention for Guy. Oh, man. Look at that. 170. We almost had 180 today. Man, I know. You guys are great. Folks, tomorrow, it is on. It is on, kids. You know what? Guy says we should play that tomorrow, man. Mr. President, what do you think happened here? Maybe he knows something. Mr. President, I mean, maybe I'll ask him. Everybody asked him the UFO question. Maybe he knows about this transfiguration project or some people are working on. I don't know. But I got a list of questions. There it is. I'm ready to go tomorrow. 9:30. Yes, we're doing it live.
Fuck it.
We're doing it live. 9:30 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Be here. He'll be in around 10-ish. Just be a little patient with us. We're expecting the biggest live stream in the history of sentient beings anywhere in the cosmos. It will never be anything bigger. There is a non-zero chance. We're expecting about 72 million. We'll see what happens. We hit that number. We got close today with nearly 180. Look at that. Numbers are going up again. Usually people tune out thinking now they're going back up again. Tomorrow, 9:30, rumble.com/Bongino. Everybody follow me today so you get a notification on Rumble and download the Rumble app. All right. I'm way late for the radio show, which is live too. We're doing it live. Fuck it. We're doing it live. I got to get to the radio. You can watch that here on Rumble. And it's supposed to be starting now, but I have to go wash my face. And honestly, I got to pee too, but I probably should have told you that. But it doesn't matter. I've been drinking too much water and coffee. I definitely got to go. Download the Rumble app. See you tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Take care.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.